This is your wake-up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the...
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday. Is today a holiday? Today is a holiday,
it's
right?
It's Columbus Day, but it's really for us Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, today is the day that Columbus went around the world slaughtering people, came to this place called America that was already discovered, but said that he discovered it, then killed the Indigenous people that were here, you know?
But we'll be
celebrating the murderer this morning.
We'll be discussing that in front page news.
Right.
We're celebrating the terrorists today.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're at work. We're not really celebrating at all.
There's a lot of people off. I know kids are either there or off, or they have half day today. I know my kids have half day.
My daughter is off because I damn sure told her to take a little butt to bed last night. And she was like, for what? And I was like, who are you getting smart with? She's like, I don't have school tomorrow.
Yeah, told you.
And I was like, why? It's a holiday. What holiday is tomorrow? Columbus Day. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know it is National Indigenous People Day. Drop one of Clues Bombs for all my Indigenous people out there. Okay?
Absolutely.
All the Native Americans who hate today, rightfully so.
Now, over the weekend, I was out in Toronto Friday night, and then Saturday, I was in Dominican Republic, and it was a three-day weekend, so they had this huge weekend getaway. It was jam-packed, fabulous, Cardi B, me, just had a great time. It was a lot of people from all over the place to listen to The Breakfast Club. They said they listen every morning and just wanted to say what's up on their way back. So shout to all those people out in the Dominican Republic and back this morning.
It was also BET Hip Hop Awards over the weekend in Miami. And then I was at the A3C Festival in Atlanta where I had a great time. It was very interesting. I was on a panel and I was with some other very powerful women in the industry. Shout out to my girl Karen Civil, who was on that panel as well, and my friend Janae from BASIP.
I love BET and I love a lot of the things that BET are doing. But one thing about these award shows, you can't announce all the winners on social media. Like, I know Cardi B. I know Cardi B won Hustler of the Year. I know she won
Single of the Year.
Best New Artist.
Well, maybe we shouldn't tell people so they could watch the show.
It was all over the gram.
The show will be on tomorrow. The problem is that it's not a live award show. So clearly the people that are there are giving away all of those spoilers.
Nah, I saw some really professional promo looking pictures.
Really?
That said Cardi B, Hustler of the Year. It wasn't like people just sitting in the crowd.
Oh, boy.
Doing it. I don't know why they think that entices people to watch more.
Well, people maybe want to watch the performances, watch the speeches, watch them actually win.
True.
So,
well, congrats to Cardi B. I think she picked up 4 awards, so congrats to her. All right. Now, you was out in Jacksonville, right?
I was in Jacksonville.
You forgot where you was at?
I did forget. I was in Jacksonville. I was at the Black Expo on Saturday. Salute to 93.3 to beat in Jacksonville. I love going to the Black Expos because it's just an event full of young black entrepreneurs. I met these 3 young brothers. They got their own toilet paper.
Okay.
They got their own paper towel products.
Nice.
And they young as hell. And I'm sitting there thinking, when I was your age, I was not thinking about
toilet paper.
I mean, other than to wipe my ass, but not to actually own and say, you know what, this is my toilet paper.
But what's special about their toilet paper?
I have no idea. I bought a roll home. I haven't gotten a chance to wipe my ass with it yet, but I can't wait.
Okay.
All right?
Well, let us know how it feels when you do it.
Yes. And somebody text me them young brothers' names because... You know, your Uncle Charlotte memory bad. I don't remember.
You didn't remember you were in Jacksonville.
That is a fact. The world is a blur sometimes.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about when we get back?
Well, we will be talking about Indigenous Peoples Day versus Columbus Day, and we'll give you that whole debate. Also, your president, Donald Trump, I guess he speaks Spanish now.
All right. And Charlamagne, did you watch football this weekend? I didn't.
No, I'm staying to a cap.
Oh, you guys are both protesting.
No, I'm staying to a cap.
Just making sure.
I don't know nothing about that amazing game yesterday between the Green Bay Packers and Dallas Cowboys. I heard it was amazing, though.
All right.
I actually saw the last 15 seconds.
All right.
That's not our fault. You don't want to stay on a cap.
All right. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Loyalty. EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
President has not yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just starting early.
All right, well, let's start with NFL, all right? Now, the Bengals beat the Bills 2017. The Jets beat the Browns 17-14. The Panthers beat the Lions 27-24. The Colts beat the 49ers 26-23. The Dolphins beat the Titans 16-10. The Chargers beat the Giants 27-22. Yeah. We lost all four wide receivers, and it looks like the quarterback might be out.
Let's just say the Giants are 0-5, too. You know, they all decided to take a knee. They all want to stay with Kaepernick.
There you go.
You know, it's nothing wrong with that.
They're out for the whole season.
Boycott.
Hey, there you go. I didn't see the game, though. The Eagles beat the Cardinals 34-7. The Jags beat the Steelers 39. The Seahawks beat the Rams 16-10. The Ravens beat the Raiders 30-17. The Packers beat the Cowboys 35-31.
I don't know anything about that because I haven't been watching football this season.
Okay.
That was a very close game in the last few seconds.
Really?
Very close.
Mm-hmm. I heard about it. Was it really good? Was it exhilarating?
Yeah, my parents were actually at my house and we were about to watch a movie and then my dad turned the game on and it was really literally the last 15 seconds.
Mm. Yeah.
And
I heard the Cowboys need a new defensive coordinator. I heard our defense sucks. I heard our defense can't keep a lead. From what I heard.
From what you heard?
From what I heard.
Okay.
All right. From what I heard.
And Kansas City beat Houston last night 42-35. And all the baseball fans, Yankees won last night 1-0. So now the series is 2-1. They got a game tonight, right? Game is tonight. All right. Now tell us about... Is today a holiday or is it not a holiday?
Well, today,
it's a holiday. We're celebrating a murderer.
The banks are closed, so on and so forth. But there is a movement to abolish Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. Now, in certain parts of the United States, that movement has been gaining momentum throughout the years. L.A. In August became the biggest city to stop honoring Columbus and instead recognize victims of colonialism. And then Austin followed suit last week. Also, San Francisco, Seattle, and Denver have previously replaced the observation of Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day.
I mean, you wouldn't give the Las Vegas shooter a day, so why would you give Christopher Columbus a day?
Now, according to the president of the Order, Italian Sons and Daughters of America, they said Columbus Day is a day we've chosen to celebrate who we are, and we're entitled to do that just as they are entitled to celebrate who they are. So, yes, the movement, a lot of people are saying, let's celebrate that we survived Christopher Columbus.
True.
Okay.
Now drop on the clues bombs for all my Indigenous people once again.
Now tell us about Donald Trump, your president.
All right. Well, Donald Trump has a lot going on. Friday, a lot of the clips of him trying to pronounce Puerto Rico with an accent were circulating online, and it might make you cry and laugh at the same time because it's just ridiculous. Check it out.
We are also praying for the people of Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
What's wrong with him?
Puerto Rico.
We love you.
And we also love Puerto Rico.
Whoever's writing Donald Trump's material is trash. I don't know why he chose to do stand-up now at this point in his career. All right? There's nothing funny.
That was awful. Sucks. And, you know, white nationalists did return to Charlottesville over the weekend as well. So it's just 2 months after they had those violent clashes there where a woman was killed. And this was all organized by far-right figure Richard Spencer. They were chanting, "You will not replace us. We will be back." And they were by the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. That was the venue for the Unite the Right rally they had in August. So they were back there again. And they were chanting things like, "The South will rise again, and Russia is our friend." Now, Senator Bob Corker, who is a Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in the meantime, had some things to say about Donald Trump. They had some back and forth via Twitter. Now, Donald Trump posted on Twitter, he said Mr. Corker is not running for re-election because he didn't have the guts. He also said it's a shame. And then Mr. Corker responded, "It's a shame the White House has become an adult daycare center. Someone obviously missed their shift this morning." And he's gone on to say a lot of things that Republicans have been saying amongst each other in private, but not publicly. He said, "I know he has hurt in several instances. He's hurt us as it relates to negotiations that were underway by tweeting things out." And he also said, "Look, except for a few people, the vast majority of our caucus understands what we're dealing with here. They understand the volatility that we're dealing with and the tremendous amount of work that it takes by people around him to keep him in the middle of the road. I don't know why the president tweets out things that are not true. You know he does it. Everyone knows he does it, but he does."
He said caucus as in caucus mountains?
No, not caucus mountains.
Oh. You got any more crack-ass cracking news?
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Maybe you had a horrible night. Or maybe you have a positive story you want to tell us. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it off your chest.
This is your
your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Envy, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Who's this? What's your name?
Hey, my name is Abdon from Florida. What's up, man?
Get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, I just wanted to go ahead and say, man, yo, this weekend has been one of the blessed weekends I've had. I know you guys said something positive, but yo, I'm blessed, bro. This weekend, bro, my car stopped right in the middle of a mechanic's house, right?
Right.
And the mechanic fixed my car. It was gonna cost like $800. You know, you feel me? I'm a college student. You feel me? All that shit. Yo, I'm just really excited to speak to you.
Wow.
Charlamagne, what's
yo,
up?
Yo, yo, yo. Why are you all excited like you found out the baby not yours, bro?
Really excited.
Yo, because when I first started hearing you guys, man, my brother put me on. And every day I hear you guys, man, you guys are, sorry for my language, but you guys are blessing, man, to the neighborhood, man.
Oh, man, thank you, man.
We appreciate it.
You make me feel like I want
to
get up on this fine Monday. Thank
Jordan,
you, sir.
Jordan, what up?
What's up?
Get it off your chest, mama.
Charlamagne, I'm going to need you for this one.
Yes, baby.
What you say, the crack-ass crackers?
Yes, crack-ass crackers and white devils, the racist, bigoted white people of our society. Not all white people, but the racist, bigoted, prejudiced white people of our society.
What's up, mama?
My point exactly. So I was at a banquet at work last week, and it's one out of three white people that was there. It's an older lady. And she gets up, you know, they're like, okay, everyone, y'all can get up and go get something to eat. And she gonna say, yeah, I bet you won't take a knee for that one.
Wow.
Crazy.
And that's when you're supposed to say, yeah, shut your crack ass up.
And that's what I wanted to say. I couldn't get it out because I'm like, did anyone else hear this but me?
Well, no. Matter of fact, you got to be slicker in that environment. So what you say is, you know what? The only reason that I'm rushing to eat is because I heard they got crackers on the table. Would you like some crackers? Huh? Anybody else want some crackers? I feel like some crackers. That's all.
Next time. All right, Jordan?
All right.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Chris, what up?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, get it off your chest, bro.
Charlamagne, you got some good points, brother. I bless you. God bless you. You know what I mean? You're a good man. You know a lot about Anguilla.
I love it, Anguilla.
But today I'm angry. Because I was booked on a flight by American Airlines to go through St. Martin to get to Anguilla.
Mm-hmm.
And I booked it a couple weeks ago, and at the last minute, they canceled the flight. Like, wow. They didn't know that St. Martin was only accepting flights for relief.
Yeah, I don't think St. Martin Airport is open to the public yet.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me now. I'm stressed out about it because I was hyped. I was ready to go see my wife. Get things done, help with the recovery, and here I am stuck back again in Boston.
Well, salute to all my people in Anguilla, man. I'm trying to assist in recovery as well, man. I'm just waiting to see what's going to happen with the schools. I want to help with the school out there.
Yeah, my son's in school now. What they're doing now is they're actually just having like 4-hour days. My son's class will go in from 7:00. In the morning, then get out at 11:30.
Well, where they having class at? Because the school got ruined, right?
Yeah, the school got, the roof got torn off, but I guess they're doing it at the recreation center.
Oh, got you, man. Well, salute to the
mighty. They're doing pot classes.
Well, salute to the mighty island of Anguilla, man. They'll be back strong.
Brandon, get it off your chest.
Yeah, I'm calling in to talk about the FBI report coming out from the counterterrorism division saying that Black identity extremists are planning to target law enforcement throughout the country.
I thought they were targeting Black identity extremists because they think Black identity extremists are making it hard for law enforcement out the country.
Yeah, they are. So I wanted to be able to get a word out to my people to let them know that this whole moniker of Black identity extremists, it's all BS, man. It's all made up. It's a imaginary term that they made up out of thin air. So for all the Black activists out there, all the Black organizers, anybody who stands for Black empowerment, y'all need to be prepared for a fight that's going on because they out here targeting us for no reason. And it's directly in that report. I want y'all to go out and check it out if you can.
Yeah, I don't understand what black identity extremists even means. What does that even mean?
It means nothing. They completely made it up. That's the point. It means nothing. It means black people who stand for black empowerment, and that's the problem. That's the issue. There ain't no such thing as a black identity extremist organization.
Yeah.
So there you go right there. It's code word for get these black people off the streets, make them sit down, make them stand up for the national anthem. That's why Mike Pence was out there yesterday. It was a distraction for all y'all, so y'all don't even really know what's going on. But that's why I had to make sure I call in to make sure I reach the widest audience to let them know.
So basically the FBI is making up a group of black people so they can use it as an excuse to target black people?
No. They're not making up a group of black people. They're targeting what they call black identity extremists because they say those people are making it hard for the police. They're making it to where police will be targeted. That's what they're saying.
So... okay,
yeah, but the fact is, ain't nobody targeting police. Nobody out here targeting police. Black people stand for black empowerment. They stand for equal rights. They stand for being treated fairly in the eyes of the law. And the law enforcement don't want that. They want to go ahead and take us out. So y'all need to keep your eyes open and your ears up. So y'all make sure y'all know what's going on at all times.
Yeah, I'm about to post that article now. I meant to post that article over the weekend. Thanks for calling,
they should target the people who are marching in Charlottesville.
That's the crazy thing. They will not call those people in Charlottesville or the KKK a terrorist organization, but now all of a sudden they calling people black identity extremists, which I still don't even know what the hell that means.
Well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us right now. Now, we got rumors on the way?
All right, yes, we'll be talking about Harvey Weinstein. Now, you guys know him as a producer. He has been fired from his own company, and it's a lot going on right here this morning. So we'll tell you about all the things that he has supposedly done, and you guys are all familiar with his work. So.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, you know, I was in Atlanta over the weekend. I actually ran into T.I. and he was talking about this whole situation at Houston's, and he actually ended up leading a big demonstration and a protest against Houston's in Buckhead outside of Atlanta. And he's saying that they treat African American people like second-class citizens. Check it out.
They've discriminated against many, many, many different people. They have discriminatory policies, and you know they have histories of discrimination, even legally. We will not tolerate profiling, and I mean, our dollar is powerful. You don't respect us, that's your business, but you will respect this bankroll.
Now, Negroes been eating spinach dip at Houston's for a long time. So why now? Like, why?
Well, so what happened was a party of seven were going into Houston's. And I guess what he was telling me when I saw him was that this is something that has been going on for quite some time where they've been discriminating against people with no real reason. Like, all right, I want to come in and sit down. Okay, well, we don't allow people with hats on. Okay, I'll take my hat off. All right, well, we don't allow your pants are too big. Well, I can pull them up. Well, we don't allow, like, just basically coming up with excuses. Now, in this particular case, a party of seven was going to get seated. They said, we don't seat large parties. So they said, okay, we'll do two separate tables, one table of four, one table of three.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, for some reason, they still would not allow them to be seated, and they did post video of them speaking to the person who couldn't really give a proper explanation. Then they started posting all these pictures of people in Houston's that were not black with way bigger parties and parties of seven seated. So that's not a real excuse if you do have people with parties of seven seated and you're saying that's the only reason. But then they also offered the solution of, okay, we'll break up into two groups. That still didn't work. So they're saying it's discrimination.
Well, there must be something because these rappers been rapping about Houston's for a long time. Jeezy said, I love me some spinach dip. I'm addicted to Houston's. So they clearly must have done something.
Right. So, and I understand it. You know, if somebody just tell people, we don't want to patronize your business. Now, Houston did close down the next day because they said they were getting all kinds of threats.
Yeah, too many people they said that was outside as well.
Houston's never been that good to me, though, by the way.
Right. I've never been a huge Houston fan.
I'm not a big Houston's guy at all.
Me neither.
I ain't that keen on spinach dip.
All right, now Nelly has gotten into some hot water. We don't know exactly what's going on, but a woman is saying that Nelly raped her. She said she was partying with him, and then he forced her to have sex without a condom. Now, Nelly, on his behalf, his lawyers are saying that She is a liar. Now, he went on Twitter and said, let me say that I am beyond shocked that I have been targeted with this false allegation. I'm completely innocent. I am confident that once the facts are looked at, it will be very clear that I am the victim of a false allegation. I do want to apologize to my loved ones for the embarrassment and for putting myself in a situation where I could be victimized by this false and defaming allegation. I also want to thank my fans for their unwavering support. They know me. I assure you I will be vindicated, and I assure you I will pursue every legal option to address this defaming claim. Thank you. Now, other people have stood up for him as well, including Akon, who said this.
You know, I just know how scary these type of situations can be, you know, but I'm almost 100% positive he's innocent, you know. And oftentimes, those kind of situations you got to be, you know, mindful of anyway, because, you know, people like us are licks for these girls now. They have set up a charge just for us to settle out, just so we don't deal with the embarrassment or go through the process of fighting it, because once you get that stigma, it's on you, whether you're innocent or guilty.
That's a fact.
T.I. also responded. Here's what T.I. had to say.
After Mike Tyson, after Tupac, after all the other motherfuckers who done been with girls, and the girls got mad for whatever reason, the left officer said that they raped them or whatnot. What the fuck ever happened when a motherfucker find out that the bitch was lying? What consequences is there for this young lady? If more than 12 find her guilty, we got this. We got an answer to that. But if it found out that that wasn't true, what the fuck happened to her? We ain't no motherfucking targets.
That is another great point. I mean, yeah. As a man who has had a criminal sexual conduct charge and did absolutely nothing and eventually got my charges dropped, one thing I don't do is rush to judgment on these cases. I'm not quick to call a woman a liar, and I'm not quick to call a man a rapist. But the problem is, especially in this era, soon as the charge comes out, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
But the thing with these charges is almost impossible, because if they did have consensual sex, you know, there's no way of telling. You're going to say, well, yeah, his sperm, yeah, they had consensual sex. Yeah, there's no way of telling.
I mean, that's why.
Unless somebody's seen, unless it was on video, like, how do you tell?
That's why a lot of guys settle when they have the money to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, I'm just not quick to rush to judgment on anything. I'm not quick to call a girl a liar. I'm not quick to call a guy a rapist. I'm just saying, let the facts of the case play out. And please, stop labeling a man a rapist until he gets the chance to prove himself in court.
All right, okay? Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We'll talk about Columbus Day, because that is today, but it is also Indigenous Peoples Day. That's what we're celebrating.
It is the day that Columbus went and murdered all the Indigenous people, but for whatever reason, Columbus gets a celebration.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Start off with football. Did y'all watch football? I didn't.
I told you I'm boycotting. I'm taking a knee with Colin Kaepernick, okay?
Because the Cowboys lost.
From what I'm hearing, the Cowboys are 2-3, but I wouldn't know.
Giants, I don't know.
I have no idea.
0-22, I don't know. I don't watch the games. Like, anyway, but uh-huh. Bengals beat the Bills. Jets beat the Browns. The Panthers beat the Lions. The Colts beat the 49ers. Dolphins beat the Titans. The Chargers beat the Giants. The Eagles beat the Cardinals. The Jags beat the Steelers. The Seahawks beat the Rams. The Ravens beat the Raiders. The Packers beat the Cowboys. And Kansas City beat Houston last night.
Now, if my Dallas Cowboys get to 3-3, or maybe over .500, I may open one eye.
Oh, I threw this season out.
I might open one eye and take a peek.
Nope.
Now, as a Giants fan, you should throw the season out.
Yeah, four all wide right. receivers down, quarterback injured.
Now's a good time for the Giants to stand for something and just say they're boycotting for the rest of the year, okay?
I'm with you. Now, let's talk about, is today a holiday or not?
Well, today is Indigenous Peoples Day. That holiday has gained some momentum in parts of the United States. L.A. in August became the biggest city to stop honoring Columbus Day and instead recognize the victims of colonialism. Austin also is doing that, as well as San Francisco, Seattle, and Denver. Now, some people are saying that, you know, what we are doing basically is celebrating that we survived Christopher Columbus, but the Order Italian Sons and Daughters of America, they're saying that Columbus Day is a day that Italians have chosen to celebrate who they are.
I mean, Christopher Columbus was a rapist. He was a murderer. I mean, I don't understand why we're celebrating a rapist and a murderer, but whatever. You know, dropping one clues bomb to the Indigenous people out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All my people who can't stand this holiday, and rightfully so. I mean, you wouldn't give the Vegas shooter a day, would you?
Not
right.
at all.
I mean, and even over the weekend, the white nationalists returned to Charlottesville and had another protest. It was about 40 to 50 people that attended that rally in Emancipation Park. They did it very quietly, so we didn't hear about it until afterward.
All right.
Incredible how, like, you know, the vice president will come to a game and walk out because people are taking a knee based off the injustice that African Americans are facing in this country. But you don't say anything about the Charlottesville.
Nothing
at all. A woman was killed a couple of months ago during those clashes.
You didn't say anything about them this weekend. You didn't say nothing about them returning this weekend to do whatever it is that they're doing.
Your president did shout out Puerto Rico, though. He was actually saluting Hispanic Heritage Month at the White House, and here's what he said.
We are also praying for the people of Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. And we also love Puerto Rico.
Is that two different places?
Hey, Donald, our celebrity in chief.
He
your stand up is trash. Your stand up's garbage, bro.
Is it two different places, Puerto and Puerto? I was confused.
I don't want to listen.
Giving you one star on Uber, bro. You suck. Trash. Beat it.
All right. Well, please. That is your front page news.
Netflix, don't ever recommend that special to me again. Boo.
My goodness. All right. When we come back, it's time for Shoot Your Shot. We do this each and every Monday morning, and let's get it on. Let's get somebody on the line. You want to shoot your shot, 800-585-1051. Somebody you're feeling, somebody you want to talk to, and maybe you just don't have the courage, you need a Breakfast Club to help you out. We'll do it next. Shoot Your Shot is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Travis Scott.
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
We got Manny on the line. Manny, what's up?
Manny!
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, brother? How you feeling today?
I'm hopefully feeling better after this.
Now you want to shoot your shot? Who you want to shoot your shot with, bro?
With this girl named Rosa.
Tell us about Rosa.
I met her at a family party a couple months ago. I think she was like a friend of one of my cousins or whatever that I don't get to see that often.
Mm-hmm.
So things are going good. Got a couple drinks in us. We're out there on the dance floor. She's grinding. You know, everything's going good.
Mm-hmm.
I get her Instagram. I hit her up later on. You know, hit her up in the DMs and got her number. We started texting. It just hasn't progressed from there. You know,
don't know how to talk. You pause after every other word. You know what I'm saying? The best thing for you to do is probably text. You're probably a terrible conversationalist. Why would she want to progress with you, sir?
Did you ask her out, man?
I've tried to get with her a couple times. Just hasn't worked out. I mean,
you sound like you lack confidence, low self-esteem. You don't believe in yourself. Why should she believe in your penis?
Jeez. I believe in my penis.
Yeah. Yeah, Manny, we need you to hype it up, man. You can't be kicking games sounding like this.
Look in the mirror and say you're the problem. You the reason you can't get no.
It seems like you work better with liquor in your system, though.
That could be a case. I could agree with that. I mean, I let loose a little more.
You got some liquor at the house now?
Yeah.
I need you to take a few shots or something, right?
So, Manny, what are you...
And then call us back.
Manny, what are you going to say to Rosa?
Basically, let's get together. We've been flirting back and forth. Let's just finally...
This is painful.
Go pour a drink now.
Manny, this is painful. I'm not going to lie.
Take a shot now. You got anything to do today?
No.
You don't got to drive nowhere?
I'm off today.
All right. Go pour three shots of liquor. Shoot them right now. Go do it while you're on the phone. Go. Right now.
All right, hold on.
Go on. Why are you going to do that? We're going to get a song
Manny's
on it.
Manny's so easily influenced.
I want to hear him take the shots.
Now you got to take shots.
We got to hear him take the shots, and then we go to a song.
That might be against protocol, drinking liquor on air.
He's home.
I know, but we're not. When we get back.
What?
Hello?
Take a couple of shots.
Manny.
And then we'll call.
Yeah.
You got the liquor? Loser. You poured the liquor?
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear you drink one.
Okay, I don't believe him.
Sounds like you were sucking a it's all good, brother. It's all good.
When we come back, let's play a song. Let him take his shots. We'll call Rosa. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bodak Yellow, Cardi B. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Manny on the line. Now, Manny's going to call Rosa. Go ahead, Manny.
Hello?
Hey, Rosa. How are you? It's Manny.
Oh, hi, Manny. How are you?
you remember me from the party a couple months ago?
Yes, I remember you. What? This is a different number.
I just, you know, I'm at my friend's house and...
Okay.
I thought I'd give you a call. We haven't been able to connect, so I was hoping that we could get together soon.
Manny, I don't know about this. I feel a little weird with us talking, okay?
What's the problem? I mean, what?
Do you realize that we are cousins?
This is not going anywhere.
Okay.
No way. Oh, what are you talking about?
Manny, you're trying to talk to your cousin?
Hello? Your blood cousins?
What the f***? Who is this?
This is...
Manny, do you have multiple people on the
hello?
Phone?
Hello? Come on, slow down. It's not just multiple people. It's the Breakfast Club.
We're
DJ
your cousins,
Envy,
too. Yeah.
Angelique, we are multiple people. Charlamagne the God. Yes. Now,
Wait, what do you mean we're related?
Como estas? Sure?
So everybody calm down. I am from South Carolina. I have experience in humping cousins. Let's
really?
Talk about this.
Okay.
What number cousin are you? First, second, third, what is it?
Well, Rosa, okay.
No, you got to know this. What
Rosa.
Is it, Rosa?
That's a good question.
I don't like this.
What is it, Rosa?
How does Manny not know this, but Rosa knows it?
Because my mom explained to me, I had asked her, you know, who is Manny to us? Like, is he just a friend, a family friend? She's like, no, he's your cousin.
What kind
I'm
of
like,
cousin, though?
How much of a cousin? Manny, you're not, like, blood related to
well,
us.
Well, y'all can have sex, then.
It feels weird. Who am I talking to now?
So that's Charlamagne. So you guys are cousins by marriage?
Yes, by marriage.
Oh, y'all good, man. You just used
wait,
that
you
as
didn't,
excuse.
Did you know this though before all the dancing and all the texting?
Manny, you knew how drunk I was. I did not know you from Adam.
I wish Manny was drunk right now.
It was Adam.
Listen,
I don't think it matters.
I've had sex with my cousin before, and
really?
It's one of those
what's
things.
What's his name?
Shut up. And this happened in Mounts Corner, South Carolina, and you find out after the fact, somebody be like, yo, you want some older relative be like, yo, you know that's y'all cousin. Listen, me and Chris Rock are cousins, but not like first cousin, second cousin, third cousin. Cousins don't really mean nothing unless they like your mama's brother or sister's kids, man.
Quiero tener
sexo. So you're saying only first cousins matter?
First, second is a little sketchy. You know what I'm saying?
But third cousins is okay.
Third cousins, you can get that off. I'd wear a condom
no.
on just in case because you don't want your child to be born
Rosa,
with three arms.
You guys aren't related by blood, though, so do you just not like Manny?
No, I do. I like Manny. I get goosebumps when that happens, when my mom told me.
So you're my cousin's cousin?
Yeah.
Rosa, esta noche fue perfecta. Quiero tener sexo contigo.
Rosa, how about we, can I give you a call later and you'll pick up?
Okay.
Yeah, because we're bored.
Talk about
I'm going to be honest with you. I would not, y'all don't need to be having no conversations with each other. Y'all just need to text each other, write each other letters. There's nothing.
They might be a great couple.
Y'all, you know, y'all kids are going to be the slowest talking kids on the planet.
Dale una oportunidad.
They don't talk that fast.
Emmy,
there's no need for you to
that sounds
keep repeating
terrible.
Spanish
your accent
them.
Is awful.
I don't know.
You sound like y'all put commas
I'll
after every word.
I'll call you later. Okay.
Oh, my God. Bye,
guys.
Man. Bye, Manny. And
oh
what's the girl
God.
Name?
Rosa.
Rosa. Okay. Have a blessed day.
Hasta la Vigo. All right? We are the Breakfast
yeah,
Club.
Okay, yeah. Besa mi culo.
Why are you quoting Spanish? She's Spanish?
No, I know Spanish, though.
But why? Why are you
saying? Because they all speak. She's Spanish.
He's looking at his phone.
I'm sure they Spanish.
Rosa Spanish.
Everybody, you can't really trust that now,
I don't
man.
Like your accent. Because
a lot of people
Rosa
faking
Spanish.
Accents. Listen, ever since the hurricane in Puerto Rico, a lot of people faking accents are putting GoFundMe links up.
All right, well, we think Rosa Spanish.
Okay.
Anyway, when we come back,
and
we got the rumors.
You mean speak? You know she does speak Spanish is what you mean.
What did I say?
You said she is Spanish.
Oh, what was I supposed to say?
Spanish is a
nigga,
language
you ain't
or
supposed to say
Spain.
Nothing. That's the point that
Emmy,
she's trying to make.
Say la boca.
Hasta la Vigo, all right? Rumors on the way is the Breakfast
hasta
Club.
Hasta la Vigo? What does that mean?
Hasta la vista, I meant. Anyway.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's the Terminator. I don't know what the hell you quoting right now.
It's a reggaeton
artist. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Harry Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, almost three decades of allegations against Harvey Weinstein has come forward, and you know him as part of the Weinstein Company. They produce really big movies like Good Will Hunting. And he has been accused, he did Pulp Fiction also, he's been accused of sexually harassing different women, at least eight women that he settled with, including Ashley Judd is one of them, and Rose McGowan is one of them also. Now, according to these reports, there were a lot of similarities in what he would do. He would invite women to his hotel and then ask them to bathe him, or he would get naked or ask for a massage. Now, he did release a statement. He said, I appreciate the way I behaved with colleagues in the past has caused a lot of pain, and I sincerely apologize for it. He said he came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behavior and workplaces were different. That was the culture then. Though I'm trying to do better, I know I have a long way to go. Then he quoted Jay-Z's 444. He said, I'm not the man I thought I was, and I better be that man for my children. So he has been outed.
Jay-Z never said that, by
his own company.
That was not even a Jay-Z quote.
Yeah, I don't know why he thought it was a quote. To quote Jay-Z's track.
But why everybody wanted to stand on Jay-Z? Because Jay-Z apologized, okay?
Now, according to the New York Times, because they kind of put together this whole investigation on the 30 years plus of settlements and harassment, he is now seeing therapists, and he's planning to take a leave of absence to deal with his issues. But he's been fired from his company, effective immediately. They announced that on Sunday. They said, in light of new information about misconduct by Harvey Weinstein that has emerged in the past few days, the directors of the Weinstein Company have determined and have informed him that his employment is terminated effective immediately. Now, him and his brother also haven't been getting along as of late, and their relationship deteriorated even more last year after their mother passed away. She was 90 years old. At that point, Bob did not feel like he needed to protect Harvey anymore and cover for him. That was all over.
I mean, if you believe Harvey Weinstein got fired from his own company, you a damn fool, okay?
Well, there's a board of directors, and they decided they had to remove him.
It's a great way to stop whatever bleeding the company was going through or about to go through financially, but come on. Just stepping down wouldn't be enough with these kind of allegations, so they had to say he got fired.
Right. Well, they outed him, you know, and he's no longer part of that company, and apparently him and his brother don't get along.
The truth to the matter is, man's been doing this for 30 years. He's had, like, 8 different settlements. They weren't upset that, you know, he was doing it. They were upset that the public found out. So let's say he got fired. They was okay with it before everybody knew about it.
All right, now here's some other things that are going on. Young Thug. Now, as you know, him and his fiance, Jerrica, have broken up because of his alleged infidelities.
Mm-hmm.
And he even was begging for her back, as you guys reported on Friday. Check this out.
Babe, give me a chance. I promise I won't mess up no more. Everybody tell her to give me one chance. Tell her to give me one more chance, and I promise I won't mess up ever again. Them wasn't even my fault, man. If like 6 you be using that phone, man.
Well, she tweeted out, I'm definitely back on the market, though. And he responded, what market, bitch, you gonna die on God?
Jeez.
I don't know if that's the great way to get your woman back by threatening
to that's not gonna
kill
work.
Her. So
no, that usually doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to
that's
tweet
That's not
either.
Love, by the way, when somebody says you gonna die.
That's actually a crime, okay? But
it's actually more reason to not get back together with
absolutely.
Somebody and thank God that we didn't end up getting
y'all got to stop incriminating yourself via social media, okay? Young Thug told me he was going to kill me or torture me. He said he was going to torture me.
He said he was going to torture you, but that could have been good or bad.
Or at least he didn't say he was going to kill me, right. I guess.
But were you guys engaged?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right, now LeBron is not too happy about the Kardashian camera showing up to the Cleveland Clinic courts. And of course they are there because Tristan Thompson is having a baby with Khloe. And here is what he said on Instagram as they came to pick up some footage.
The show is here. You see the show. Look at the show, gang. There they go.
So I'm sure the players aren't too happy about having those Kardashian cameras around. All because of Tristan Thompson. And let's talk about this Usher accuser, Laura Helm. She has said that she previously did not have protected sex with Usher and was exposed to herpes. But according to this recording of her on the phone talking to a male friend, who, by the way, is also her publicist, here is what she said.
You know what's bothering me right now?
What?
That he didn't have the decency to tell you that he had herpes. That's what bothers me.
Make me mad. First of all, if we were having it unprotected, then he should have told me, but we weren't unprotected, so it doesn't matter.
So you don't think there's a problem with that?
Not if you use protection. That's why they make protection for people who have STDs.
This is a horrible PR move, by the way. This is terrible, man. You record a call with your publicist talking about Usher, like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Like, stop it, man. Why is everybody reaching so hard for things?
I don't know what's going on.
Jesus Christ.
It's a lot happening, okay, in this world.
Yes.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
Speaking of PR stunts, we need Vice President Mike Pence to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, too.
Okay. All right, we'll get into that.
I remember when PR stunts weren't so obvious.
But now they're very obvious.
Oh, my God.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on in.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 9th goes to Vice President Mike Pence. Now, Mike Pence is an Indiana native, a Donald Trump enabler, a former governor of Indiana, and a sports fan. And he decided to fly into Indiana to watch Peyton Manning's jersey retirement ceremony on Sunday. Pretty big deal. Okay, Manning will become the first Indianapolis era player in coach history to have his number retired, and he will also be inducted into the team's Ring of Honor. So Mike Pence decided to show up for that, but he didn't stay long. He actually left early because about a dozen San Francisco 49ers players took a knee. Let's go to CNN for the report, please.
So Vice President Pence attends an NFL football game in Indianapolis and then tweets why he left, saying, "I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, or our national anthem."
The president himself is taking credit for the vice president's decision to leave that game early. President Trump tweeting just a few minutes ago, "I asked VP Pence to leave the stadium if any players kneeled, disrespecting our country. I am proud of him and Second Lady Karen."
So basically, our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, asked you, Mike Pence, to not respect Americans' First Amendment rights, and you obliged. After that thing called the Constitution, huh? I mean, that alt-right crack-ass cracker Richard Spence was in Charlottesville this weekend with the rest of those racist, prejudiced, bigoted crack-ass crackers, and you didn't send one tweet about that. Now, here's the thing. Every week, players, owners, coaches, everyone in the NFL has been protesting in some way, shape, or form. Some are kneeling based on what Colin Kaepernick originally took a knee for, which is the injustices that African-Americans are facing in this country at the hands of the police. Some of the protests are in response to our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, saying the NFL should make players stand. Whatever the motivation is for kneeling, it's been happening every week, okay? You want me to believe an avid sports fan like Mike Pence didn't know that? Did you think in your elitist brain, Mike Pence, that because you was there, people weren't going to protest? Common sense would say to me, well, if the league has been protesting Trump damn near every week and I, as the vice president, show up to a game, then it's going to definitely be a protest. A dozen 49ers players kneel for something you should be for, which is justice for all, not just some all, and you get fake outraged? Now, I see a lot of people saying that Mike Pence wasted taxpayer dollars. Let's see how much this trip actually cost. Now, I have an estimate of just air costs, okay? This does not include cost of advanced personnel, secret service, or support on the ground. This is just air costs, okay? Anybody want to guess how much you think it cost Mike Pence to pull up to Coach Stadium? What you think?
A milli.
How much you think, Yee?
$500,000.
Okay. Well, according to the Air Force, for 1 hour, it cost about $30,000. All right, Pence.
He
went from Vegas to Indianapolis Saturday. Took him about 3 hours and 20 minutes. So that's about $100,000. Okay, $30,000 an hour. All right. Then Pence flew from Indianapolis to Los Angeles on Sunday, which took about 4 hours and 45 minutes, costing about $142,500. So the grand total is $242,500. Okay.
We would have lost the prices, right?
Yep.
Yes, you would have. Y'all was way high. But $250,000 is still a lot of money,
it's
right?
It's a lot.
Now, some of the costs were being reimbursed by the Republican National Committee because Pence is attending a political event there. I assume the rest would be taxpayers' dollars. But you spent almost $250,000 for a whack-ass demonstration. You did a PR stunt for what? We are fully aware of how you and your puppet master Donald Trump feel about the NFL protest. You didn't have to spend almost $250,000 to pull up and remind us that you and yours don't like it. What made you think that the protest would automatically stop this week just because you was at the game? I can't stand people who ask for it but then act surprised and outraged when they get it. It's like knowing the forecast calls for 100% chance of rain but then walking outside with no umbrella, and when it rains, you get mad and complain. Okay, it's like sleeping with Usher after hearing that he allegedly has herpes, and then when you get an outbreak, you acting fake outraged. You knew what it was, okay? Mike Pence and Trump are just trying to appease their base, period. They just trying to appease the people who are against everything Kaepernick kneeled for. Next time, do it from the comfort of the White House, and don't use taxpayers' dollars to do it, please. Please give Mike Pence the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, we have a young lady that works in the studio with us. She goes by the name of Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Young Taylor gang.
You might have seen her on my Instagram live where she was actually, Boosie was saying that he would love to date somebody like her.
Little fun size teeth. Boosie said she got a little middle school smile.
My goodness.
Now, I also took her to get her first ever Brazilian wax.
Okay. Now, we were talking behind the scenes and Taylor was talking about her relationship.
Lack thereof. What is it?
It's a relationship.
Okay.
Now, what happened? Talk to the mic.
How old are you, Taylor,
so,
first of all?
I'm 26.
Oh, God.
How long have you guys been together?
Nothing.
It's only been a year.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So now, tell the people what we were talking about.
All right, so basically, me and my boyfriend got in an argument because he was upset that I didn't tell him beforehand that I was going out somewhere.
And do y'all live together?
No.
And what's your Uncle Charlotte tell you to tell him?
Where's my ring at?
Well, until you put a ring on this finger, don't be worrying where I'm at. Don't be worrying about where I'm at, boy. Okay?
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
I ain't married. I ain't got no husband. Don't be asking me where I'm at.
Should your significant other or your boyfriend or girlfriend.
I think we need to use that clip.
Know where you are at all times.
No,
that is the question.
Because it's not even a significant other. Why does my mic sound hollow?
Right, well, let's turn this one up.
Put some
bass in your voice.
Until you're not a significant other until, you know, that man makes a significant step in the relationship, and that's actually putting a ring on your finger, or making a significant step in the relationship and y'all live together.
See, I disagree. They've been together a year already.
A year? That ain't envy. Come on now. Man, you got damn near 20
in. I tell my boyfriend where I'm going all the time.
Yeah, that's boyfriend and girlfriend. That's a year. They got a year in. It's not like this is a month or two.
And he tells me what he's doing all the time.
They should know where each other's going.
If y'all ain't living together, it don't matter where I'm at. Okay?
But let's be clear. People live together and still don't tell each other where they're at.
So. All right.
Now, that's just stupid.
800-585-1051. Should you tell your boyfriend or girlfriend where you're going to be at all times?
That's not if y'all don't live together and y'all not married. Nope.
They've been together over a year.
I just do it because we speak or text each other, so I just let them know what's going on.
Listen, man,
just because I want to.
Women and men both be having more than one significant other anyway, okay? So women that got more than one man, when you with your other man and your other man text you and say, where you at, do you tell the truth?
Call us now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we had our board op. She went to the board op in the other station, on the other side.
She got to work. I forgot she got to actually run the board.
Now, we were talking to Taylor, and Taylor was talking about her boyfriend, and do they let each other know where they're going? She says she doesn't tell him, and he was mad that he didn't know where she was.
Taylor's 26 years old. She's only been with her boyfriend for a year. I don't think it's mandatory that she tells him everywhere she goes at all times. If they not living together, are y'all not married? No, absolutely not.
See, I disagree. They've been together for over a year, so I think at that time you're speaking. They're exclusive, right? There's just them two. They're not seeing other people. I'm assuming they're exclusive.
I don't know. Maybe. How do you know she wasn't with another dude?
All right, let's call
my boyfriend
in.
And I have conversations. Yeah, call it back in here. But I was going to say, my boyfriend and I have conversations. Like, I tell him the day before, tomorrow I got to go do this, I got to go do that. And then he'll text me like, hey, I just went to the gym, I'm doing this. We just stay in communication. But it's not like it's mandatory, you have to.
Yeah, but that's constant communication, not telling somebody your every freaking move. Like, I don't think it's mandatory at all, especially when you're 26 years old and only been with a guy for a year. Now, if you married or y'all live together,
absolutely.
Because if you live with a person, you sitting at home at midnight, 1 o'clock, where the hell is he? Or right. Where the hell is she? You don't know if she in trouble. You don't know what's going on. Taylor, where were you, matter of fact? Where were you?
Yeah, that's
the
real question. Where were you?
Get on the microphone. Where were you?
I was leaving work, and I was going out with my friend.
Now, Taylor, we said that this matters. Now, do y'all have an exclusive relationship, only you two seeing each other?
Yes.
Well, you are. You don't know if he is.
He's just seeing me.
How old is he?
He's 30.
30?
Yes. I'm 26.
30?
That's fine.
Nah, y'all not exclusive.
She's fine.
Nah, I doubt it.
But don't you want to tell your boyfriend, like,
this is an argument, though. My friend's like, hey, like, let's go to eat some food, whatever. All right, cool. I'm not thinking like, oh, let me hit up my boyfriend real quick. I'm not thinking like that.
Yeah, you know
and
why?
And he wants me to think like, why don't you just, like, let me know so, like, if something was to happen, blah, 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 blah.
By the way, that's how you know he's an insignificant other. Because if he was so significant, the first thing you would think to do is hit him up and say, yo, I'm going out with the girls to go get something to eat.
Right.
That's how you know you're with an insignificant
other. I told him when I was there, though.
Taylor, that's fine if you hit him while you were there.
Yeah.
Listen, at the end of the day, we're all very busy people. We run around. Sometimes things slip our mind. We don't text somebody right away.
How you know that man didn't want to spend time with you after work?
All right,
how you know he didn't want to take you to the
Crab
Legs?
He should have asked.
Maybe he wanted to go to Olive Garden. You know what I'm saying?
He
okay,
did.
He wanted some breadsticks. All right.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Shania.
Hey, you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Should you tell him what you're doing at all times?
No, I don't think you should have to tell him what you're doing 24/7 because that means there's no trust. And if you can't trust the person, why are you in a relationship with them?
Okay.
No, hold on now. If you, if, like I said, if you married or living with the person, yes. Other than that, no.
Well, 800-585-1051. If you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, should they know where you're at all times? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we were talking to our board operator. Her name is Taylor. Mm-hmm. She's in the other room. And we were talking behind the scenes. Her and her boyfriend got into an argument because she didn't tell her boyfriend where she was going.
You know why? Because when I'm not with you, I got wild thoughts, all right? I want to know where the hell you at and make sure you're not up under another Negro.
I think it also depends on your habits. Like, some people come home every day at the same time.
Correct.
And so if something is going to deviate from the norm, then you would normally tell them. But if you're the type of person that's always having to run around and do different things and travel a lot and go to meetings, it's probably not as easy to tell somebody.
It's an exclusive relationship. They've been together over a year. They should absolutely positively tell each other where they're going.
Taylor, 26 years old, her boyfriend 30. They've been together for a year. They do not live together. No, they do not have to keep tabs on one another.
Hello, who's this?
Shailene.
Hey, Shanine. With your boyfriend now, do you tell him where you're going?
How old are you, Shailene? You sound 19.
Actually, yeah, I'm about 20 years old.
Oh, God. All right.
Do you tell your boyfriend, Shailene?
I would, because I've been with him 4 years in a relationship built on trust. You know what I mean? So I tell him regardless of the situation. I don't care where I'm going. If he be to the store, to Walmart, I don't care. I'm going to let him know.
Y'all been together since you was 16.
Yeah.
Y'all don't live with each other, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like
Thank
I said,
you,
if you married or live with the person, absolutely they should know where you at.
Hello, who's this? What's your name?
My name is Ty.
Hey, Ty. Now, your boyfriend or girlfriend, should you have to tell them where you're going?
Well, actually, I'm married, mine is the other way around. When I ask my husband where he's going, he always says, to your mama house.
No, so he don't tell you.
He's sleeping with your mama?
That's weird.
Charlamagne, I knew you was going to say that, but no, it's his way of diverting from answering the question by saying that.
Oh, nah. Now, listen, he's your husband, so that's your property. You better know where he at all times.
Then it makes it worse because we got married on April Fool's Day.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Wow.
No, I'm serious. If y'all married and y'all live together, he got to tell you where he at.
I know, he does. And if he doesn't, I normally use my phone cord to beat his ass.
You there you go. There you go.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Theopolis in Tallahassee, Florida.
What's up, bro? Now, we're talking. Now, boyfriend or girlfriend, should you tell your significant other where you're going?
I personally think so. I'm passionate about the situation because I had this in my situation with my ex, and she did the same thing. She kind of felt the way that Charlamagne felt. And I love all y'all power up to Charlamagne about the book and everything.
Thanks, sir.
Disagree with him about that because it's just common courtesy, especially if you've been in a relationship with somebody who you say you have strong feelings for. It's just common courtesy and respect. And if you're trying to get a ring, you're not working. You're not doing the things that's going to make me try to give you a ring. If you had that type of mindset, you're just going to slide on me like that and not let me know. I ain't trying to keep up with your every move, but, you know, I feel like that's a common courtesy.
That's your excuse for not giving your girl a ring, huh?
No. Ain't no excuse, folks. I'm saying.
Y'all live together?
No, you're right. We don't live together. But what I'm just saying is, that's just respectful, I feel like, you know.
And don't be talking about no respect till you respect me and make me an honest woman and put a ring on my finger.
Now, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, I feel like if you're in a relationship, man, and that person has not made that ultimate commitment to you to either get married or y'all live together, you don't got to tell them where you at all the time.
My boyfriend loves checking in with me, and I check in with him all the time.
And guess what? If you want to know where I'm at all the time, put a ring on my finger. Make some type of commitment. Okay, right. And tell them, well, I'm just an insignificant other.
I can only speak from Mary's side. They know where we at 24/7.
24/7.
But there's a lot of married people that don't know where their significant other is.
By the way,
that doesn't mean anything.
When you in a real relationship, mm-hmm. when you really married and you really been with your mm-hmm. partner for a long time, they know where you at when you don't tell them.
That's right.
They know where you at. When you don't answer the phone, they know why.
Absolutely.
Oh, you must be in the gym. Oh, he must be asleep at the house. Then they gonna call the house phone. Hello? Hello.
That's right.
I'm here. You taking a nap? I'm taking a nap. And they know.
That's right. All right, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, find out what singer was struggling with addiction and grief, depression. All of that will tell you who that person is, and she actually revealed all of that information to her fans, got it off her chest.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
About time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is The Rumor Report
Talk to
with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, a woman is accusing Nelly of rape. She's 21 years old from Seattle. She said she met Nelly at a club in Washington, and she and her friends were drinking at his table. They got tipsy. She was invited to an after party. She drove off with Nelly's people, and then she was taken on Nelly's tour bus, according to her account. She said she was in his room with him, and he tried to have sex with her, and she said no. That's when she said Nelly told her to shut up and said he wanted to have sex with her without protection, which she says he did over her objections. And then afterward, according to this woman, she said that Nelly offered her money, but she declined. And that's when someone else came up to her and said, you got to go, and threw $100 at her. Now, Nelly is denying all of these allegations. His lawyer has said to TMZ, it does not surprise me that she wanted to have her story publicized. That is playbook 101 of a person with an agenda, and clearly she has one. The agenda is money, fame, and notoriety. Now, Nelly went on Twitter and said, to be absolutely clear, I have not been charged with a crime. Therefore, no bill was required. I was released pending further investigation. And he said, I am beyond shocked that I've been targeted with this false allegation. I am completely innocent. I am confident that once the facts are looked at, it will be very clear that I am the victim of a false allegation.
Well, as a man who has had a criminal sexual conduct charge and did absolutely nothing to this lady and had my charges dropped, one thing I don't do is rush to judgment on these cases.
Correct.
I don't call a woman a liar, and I don't call a man a rapist. I simply say let the facts of the case play out.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
All right, now, Janae Aiko, she has her latest project, The Trippy, out, and she says that she's also been having some struggles that her fans didn't even know about. She lost her brother to cancer on July 19th, 2012, and she posted, I had no expectations when creating this project. I'm not an entertainer or even a singer. I just write and recite because it's the only way I know how to deal. Trip wasn't for anyone but myself, but I am overwhelmed with all of the positive feedback I've been receiving for the past 5 years. I have been struggling with addiction and grief, thinking I may not be strong enough or good enough to continue this life. Sharing this project has been helping me heal. I have been sober since the release date, and I am proud of myself for that more than anything. I am proud of all of us for opening our minds and hearts in such a chaotic time. So you can read that full post on Janae Aiko's page.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Viola Davis, she is teaming up with Larry Wilmore. They're doing a new comedy that has been picked up by ABC. It's called Black Don't Crack, and it's a look at three sorority sisters who have lost touch after college, and they are reuniting. So it should be pretty interesting.
I'm dropping a clues bomb for Viola Davis and Larry Wilmore. Larry Wilmore, that's my guy. Viola Davis is from South Carolina. And I love the title of that show, Black Don't Crack. So
Black
I'm already
don't
in.
Crack.
Already got it set on the DVR.
There you go.
No idea what day and time it comes on.
All right, Cam Newton has lost an endorsement deal, and that's after making a sexist comment to a female reporter. If you don't remember, this is what was said.
Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes, like, it's funny.
Well, it's her job, but Cam Newton did apologize publicly after Dannon dropped him last week. Here's what he said.
My word choice was extremely degrading and disrespectful to women, and to be honest, that was not my intentions. I'm a father to two beautiful daughters, and at their age, I try to instill in them that they can do and be anything that they want to be. During this whole process, I've already lost sponsors and countless fans. I realized that the joke is really on me.
All right. Well, Dannon did drop him, but they did pick up Dak Prescott. All right.
We'll drop one of Clues Bombs for Dak Prescott.
You'll be eating that yogurt?
He was there to pick it up.
No. I'm not a yogurt kind of guy. I do like a nice little parfait sometime if I'm going through the airport.
Little granola.
Yeah, but I ain't got no brands of yogurt just sitting in the refrigerator.
All right.
All right. Well,
Anthony. Dairy, man. Dairy. Well, no, I like Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt is okay.
That's dairy.
Well,
you get
I don't
the little bubbly guts.
Little. Lactose intolerant.
That was the noise it makes right there. Yeah, do that right noise there. Again.
A little.
That's the wet one.
I know exactly what happens to my butthole when I eat there.
All right. Okay. Enough about buttholes. Thank you for your
it's
room
a
report.
Mudslide.
Right? All right. Now, up next Kahula. Is the People's
What's
Choice.
Drink
Kahlua.
Kahlua.
Kahula over there.
It's a Kahlua mudslide.
My goodness. All right. The People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? At DJ NV 800-585-1051 to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.